This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Reports out of Ukraine tell of shelling taking place in and around the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. By all accounts, the situation is under control, according to VOA's Anna Chernikova in Kyiv. She tells Steve Miller of VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine, Ukrainian forces continue so-called counter-offensive actions in the Kherson region.
As a result of the airstrikes, as reported by the armed forces of Ukraine, thousands of Russian soldiers were killed and thousands of ammunition and weapons and equipment was destroyed. This all happens in the territory of the South Front Line. What we also know is that Russian army also continues strikes and attacks in this area, particularly with aviation and artillery.
There's a donor conference going on right now in Copenhagen, Denmark, geared at securing more long-term support for Ukraine in the fight against Russia. Ukraine's defense minister said Thursday his country's priority was getting fighter planes as he sought greater military supplies from Western nations.
I hope we will have new results to support Ukraine in our resistance, because we will fight in the air, in the land, in the sea, and we will win.
The Danish defense minister said the conference hopes for a lot stronger support for Ukraine against Russian invaders.
We are pretty optimistic that this conference here in Copenhagen will set the next step towards donations when it comes to weapons donations, training activities, and also demining activities.
Before the day-long event opened, Denmark announced it would send 130 Danish soldiers to the UK to help train Ukrainian soldiers. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com or download our app,